USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trial date is set for the former Minneapolis police officers accused of murdering George Floyd. It was decided on Monday the four men will have a joint trial date of March 8, 2021. The judge is threatening to move the trial out of Minneapolis or impose a gag order. As the suspects appeared in court, the judge told officials to stop making public comments about the case. The next hearing is set for September 11th. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says it's up to each person to be responsible for their own health.
We can't keep the economy shut down forever. We don't have a cure for this. And so there's going to be a constant balance between letting people work and make a living, letting these jobs survive, and balancing health.
Paxton speaking there on Fox News. Now, it's worth noting Texas does still have a 20 times lower death rate than New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Prosecutors are continuing to go after a high-profile NFL owner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prosecutors in Florida are trying to keep the case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft alive. They want a Florida appeals court to reverse a judge's ruling that threw out video evidence central to the solicitation of prostitution case against him. Kraft was charged in February of 2019 after police in Jupiter said he took part in prostitution at a massage parlor. Police had been recording video inside the massage parlor anyway because of suspected prostitution activity, and Kraft got snared in it.
With nearly a third of potential car buyers putting off making a purchase because of unemployment and market concerns, Ford is launching a program that lets people know if they buy or lease a Ford vehicle and then lose their job because of the coronavirus pandemic, they'll be allowed to return the car without penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He says enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and you know, the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. We don't have any confidence that this is going to end anytime soon. Now, I will tell you that we have a very capable police force that could probably go in there, but we believe they probably have a stand-down order. So this city has gotten so progressive here lately that I talk to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
As New York City looks to cut up to $1 billion from their police budget, shootings and violence in the city are up 42% year-to-date. Through the 27th of June, the city has seen 500 shootings year-to-date. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.